The physical and psychological changes, which all young adults must endure, can be awkward, if not downright traumatic. Adolescence is punctuated by growth spurts, pimples, raging hormones. Commentator Marion Winnick had all but forgotten that period of her life until her two boys reminded her.
Things are different now than when I was growing up. We had Alice Cooper, they have Eminem. We had Pong, they have Grand Theft Auto 3. We had smiley faces and peace signs. They have American flags and swooshes. Okay, so things aren't so different. Adolescence is certainly the same brutal existential nightmare it ever was. I went through it once. And now, 30 years later, in a horrific twist of fate, I'm going through it again. And again. And again. And this time, I have something worse than blackheads. I have adolescent children. Oh, the little darlings. They rise from bed in a vile funk, eat their breakfasts with exasperated disdain, accept a lunchbox, a clean sweatshirt, and a ride to the bus, only to slam the car door without a word of thanks or a farewell. What? I said bye, Mom. Didn't you hear me say bye, Mom? Are you retarded? Are you deaf? See, this is what I mean. You're always flipping out on me over nothing. Just go. The bus is here. Go home before everybody sees you in that retarded hat. I remember how it was. I remember the torture, the leaden boredom, the unbelievable frustration, the lassitude unto rigor mortis. Now I'm having a hard time deciding if it's worse from the inside or the outside. Even when they don't have their headphones on, nobody answers me. People fight over whose turn it is to do something like pass the salt. Everything, and I mean everything, from misplaced backpacks to laundry snafus to a bad haircut, is my fault. They hate everyone. They hate everything. They want to molt their entire lives like snakeskin and wriggle free to some unimaginable other world. God help me, I know exactly how they feel. Like PMS, adolescence is a scrim drawn over the personality, a temporary mania, a poison that eventually leaves the body. The person you love and who loves you is still in there and might someday reemerge. The other day, I think I recognized my son Hayes in the pod person that took over his body a few years ago. Perhaps by accident, he spoke to me. "Yo, moms," he said. "How's it going?" Then, a few days later, he kissed me goodnight before he went to bed. This is the same person who last summer, when his grandmother asked him why he was being so mean to me, replied simply, "Because I hate her." He's almost 14. His 11-year-old brother's just going in on the other side. Yesterday, he seemed about to literally explode with rage because I asked him to put the ketchup on the table a few dozen times, then accidentally bumped into him in front of the fridge when he was finally complying. Know this, there is only one way to make an adolescent happy, insofar as happiness is possible, which it is not. You must wait on him hand and foot, while staying entirely out of his way, requiring nothing of him, and avoiding all public and private displays of affection. While doing so, repeat this mantra. It's the hormones. It's the hormones. It's the hormones.
Commentator Marion Winnick lives in Eagle Rock, Pennsylvania.